This is V-Way News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump addresses last week's deadly shooting of protesters in Kenosha, Wisconsin. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
At a news conference late Monday, President Donald Trump appeared to defend Kyle Rittenhouse, the 17-year-old from Illinois charged with fatally shooting two protesters and wounding another in Kenosha, Wisconsin last week.
He was trying to get away from them, I guess, it looks like. And he fell, and then they very violently attacked him.
Trump continued,
I guess he was in very big trouble. He probably would have been killed, but it's under investigation.
Trump is scheduled to visit Kenosha Tuesday. Mike Gracia, Washington.
For the first time, a self-identified member of the militant movement known as Antifa has been implicated in a fatal shooting. The person is reportedly under investigation for killing a supporter of U.S. President Donald Trump on Saturday in Portland, Oregon. The left-wing protest movement has resorted to violent measures in the past in opposition to right-wing extremist groups, but has stopped short of lethal tactics. The victim, Aaron J. Danielson, was shot in the chest during violent skirmishes between members of a right-wing group called Patriot Prayer and counter-demonstrators that included Antifa, as well as others. Police are investigating but have not named a suspect. The FBI said it is supporting the investigation. More than 849,000 people have died globally from COVID-19, while in less than a 24-hour period, the number of infections jumped by about 200,000 to more than 25.4 million. Four countries, the U.S., Brazil, India, and Russia, account for nearly 15 million of the cases. And on Monday, the U.S. hit another milestone by surpassing 6 million infections, the most in any country. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization says it hopes to see children return to school and people return to work. But according to WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, these moves must be done safely in light of the COVID-19 pandemic. Tedros told a virtual news conference that no country can just pretend the pandemic is over. He stressed that there are four essential things that need to be done: prevent amplifying events, prevent deaths by protecting vulnerable people. Individuals must play their role by wearing masks and social distancing and washing their hands properly, and governments must take tailored actions to find, isolate, test, and care for cases and trace and quarantine contacts. According to Tedros, decisions about how and when to allow gatherings of people must be taken with a risk-based approach and in the local context. Venezuela on Monday pardoned the chief of staff to opposition leader and Congress chief Juan Guaido, as well as 100 other opposition politicians as the country heads toward parliamentary elections in December. The effort signals that the ruling Socialist Party is trying to boost participation in the upcoming vote, which part of the opposition had vowed to boycott on the grounds that it's rigged. Many of those mentioned participated in a failed 2019 rebellion that sought to persuade the military to drop their backing for the president, Nicolas Maduro, but ultimately failed to sway the top commanders. The Federal Aviation Administration is allowing Amazon to deliver packages by drones. AP's Ed Donahue with those details.
Well, UPS and a company owned by Google already have FAA approval. Amazon has been waiting for years for this moment.
I think this is beautiful, and it's the most elegant and sophisticated system out there today.
Last year, Amazon's Jeff Wilkie unveiled drones that use computer vision and machine learning to detect and avoid people or laundry clotheslines when landing. The company says it's still testing and flying drones and didn't say when deliveries would start. The plan is for self-piloting drones that are fully electric, carry 5 pounds of goods, and are designed to deliver items in 30 minutes by dropping them in the backyard. I'm Ed Donahue.
Facebook Inc. on Tuesday said it would stop Australians sharing news content on its platforms if a proposal to make it pay local media outlets for their content becomes law, further escalating tension with the Australian government. Under Australia's closely watched internet reforms, the country will become the first to make the social media behemoth and Alphabet Inc.'s Google pay for news sourced from local providers under a royalty-style system. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil.